Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Room 104 podcast with Cormac Moore.
FM 104.
All right, joining us on the line now this evening, he is going to be the voice of Love Island, Australia, and representing for the Irish internationally yet again. Because in fairness, we're just too much crack. To be honest with you, they can't find anyone who's good crack over in Australia. Now, he's going to be the voice. He's a comedian who has been supporting huge acts like Neil Delamere. If you've been to see Delamere over the last while, he may have been opening for him, and he's going to be going on tour next year as well. Stephen Mullins, how are things?
What is the crack, Cormac? Good to chat to you. I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, this is a huge gig to get. Congratulations, sir.
Gig.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's good. It's I'm actually in the middle of it, so we're 2 weeks into it now at the minute. So yeah, it's going well. It's going great. Although it's mental, I'm working nights, so I'm doing it from Dublin. But I'm working nights, so it's a bizarre lifestyle I lead at the moment.
It's like our lifestyle you're leading. You're getting up and working.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Yeah. I start work now in another hour, and then when I finish my shift, I go and bring my daughter to school. Like, she's mad.
And then you go to bed.
And then I go to bed, exactly, yeah.
I'm so intrigued by this, Stephen. So how did you actually get into this in the first place? Like, where do you send your story?
Where do you apply?
Yeah, where do you apply to do Love Island? Yeah. I mean, it just, I was just asked to do it. It's a good question. It just came, so I've been doing like voiceover work and acting and stand-up comedy for over 10 years now. So it just came through. They asked me if I was interested in doing it. But this is months ago. Mm. So it was kind of like in a line of loads of other different things you do, and sometimes you never hear back, so you don't really think much of it. So I think it was June or July that it started the process. So I did a read-through, kind of did a scripted thing that they sent me, and then they send you another one. They say, okay, there's no script to this one, but here's the footage. Now write some jokes, write some commentary to that.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you. Sorry for jumping in, because I was always wondering whether you're given the lines to, you know, somebody else writes it for you, or part of this, is that you have to come up with the jokes here.
So after when we did the, part of it is that you do have to come up with the jokes, but the audition kind of process was different, because I wrote all the stuff for myself, but there is a writing team that work on the show, and because of the nature of the way it's working this time around, i.e. Australia is completely in lockdown, so I couldn't get over there to be with the production team, I'm kind of just changing little bits and pieces by the time it comes to my end, so they are doing most of it this time around, because you can't be in a writer's room. It's just way too complicated to be recording the audio and be in a writer's room and stuff at the same time. So there's writers that work on the show, and then it comes to me, and we kind of just see how it works versus the timing and versus the visual and all that kind of stuff. And versus sometimes like that, I wouldn't say it like that or whatever, so you can just change a joke around here or there. But I think in normal circumstances, the voiceover artists and the writers are all in a room together, and they're working it out, and then you can jump into the voice booth, record something, go back, change, rewrite, etc.
So are you recording everything from home?
Not from home, no. So they have somewhere for me to stay and a studio for me as well, because like I have a kid, so I wouldn't be sleeping during the day in this house. I basically live and sleep somewhere else, and then I have a recording studio as well, and I kind of live between those three places: my family home, my work home, and the studio. So yeah, it's mad.
So are you going into a studio somewhere here in Dublin at like 2 or 3 in the morning?
At 11 p.m. yet, and stay there all night, yeah, till 7:30.
That is so weird, man.
But do you feel it like you're kind of missing out, though, because you're not over there, Australia?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, it's like, it's actually torture when you think of it. Like, it's winter here in Ireland, and I'm on my own, nighttime, the whole city's asleep, watching these beautiful people in their bikinis going, oh my God, I think I'm in love. Ah, shut up. I couldn't get you.
Steve was just there on his own, waving a little flag in a booth going, yeah, made it. Made it. This is what success is like.
This is what success is like. Yeah. And also, I sound super hassled. So like, welcome to Love Island, Australia. I'm like, I'm fucking hell.
That would be a great series. Behind the mic, you know, when Stephen goes off mic, he's like, kill me now, I hate these hours. I can't see anyone, my body clock's all over the place. Screw this.
I'm in my jocks, in my pyjamas.
The one good thing, are you a Love Island fan? Would you have been a fan prior to getting this gig?
I am absolutely allowed to be 100% honest about this, and I've never watched an episode of UK or Love Island Australia before doing the job.
There's hope for us all, because I was wondering, I was like, the reason, you know, part of that must have got that gig is that you're probably a diehard fan, because I'd be similar, I never would have watched any of it either.
No, and I didn't, like, but having said that, like, I have gotten into it now, so I think I said we're in week two. I'm not sure if we're week two or week three. I can't remember, to be honest with you. But as you're watching it and you're watching the show come together and you're watching these characters every day, I had certainly the second week I was hooked on the drama of it. And I was just like, oh my God, what's going to happen here? And I can't believe he did this and blah, 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 blah. And then so you do end up kind of, as one of the writers said to me, he was just like, mate, I've never watched it before either. I got this job. And then he's like, but he's like, then you get hooked. And it's true. You get absolutely hooked on the drama of it. It's crazy.
You just imagine now, like, if lockdown was over, just like five lads in a pub, you know, drinking Guinness and then being, you know, going mad about Love Island, going,
what a bitch.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The amount of texts I get off lads all over the place go, oh, I suppose I'm going to have to watch this now. I'm like, no, you don't. And you want to watch it. You love it. Shut up.
The missus is making me watch it.
Yeah,
oh,
the missus is making it. She just wants to watch it because you're on it. Yeah.
My fellow was the exact same as well. He's like, I'm only into political stuff. I would only watch serious television.
If this gets political, you can tell him.
He loves it now. He loves it.
There you go.
Cool. So that's mad. So this is like your morning time right now, that you're not in work till 11.
I'm not even joking. I've just had scrambled eggs and coffee. Like, that's my morning. I just had my breakfast.
Yeah, so you're starting at 11 and then you're finishing up. Obviously, you bring the little one to school 8, 9 in the morning, and then you go to sleep?
Then I go to sleep, yeah. I mean, sometimes I do get off on the school run sometimes, because sometimes after work, I just collapse into bed and I just, like, I'm not going anywhere kind of a thing. So, yeah. And it's, the body clock thing is mental, because even if I sleep during the day, as soon as it gets dark, your body just gets tired and wants to naturally sleep. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. So,
yeah, it's the light, isn't it? It's the light is the thing light, that kind of controls you. And if you're not getting too much of it, it's dark now, what, 4:30, 5:00?
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. No, it's mad. I have to say, shout out to all the people that are... who work nights, all the guards and firemen and nurses and all that crack, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we get a lot of night shift workers listening, security guards, delivery men and the whole lot.
Some
of them love it, some of them think it's absolutely great crack, some of them are like, probably I wouldn't mind going back to normal daytime hours.
Yeah.
But it is tough. Like, are you gigging on top of this as well, or what's the story?
Do you know what? I very unfoolishly kind of did at the start of it, and then I stopped. I was like, it's not going to... It's the body just doesn't adjust right. So I did a couple of gigs, but then I had to cancel them. I was just like... Also, like, believe it or not, it's quite a high-energy job. The character of Love Island Australia is really high-energy. Mm. So I have to look after my voice as well, you know?
And I'll go out in the lock and then show up one day and just be like, all right, there's nothing happens in this episode. Shite. Just turn in next week.
Love Island, crack on with the show.
Just cigarette in the boot. Don't know what happened this week, but... we'll get it on a catch up or whatever.
That would be a nice one episode to do. It would be funny too.
Just not give a shit. Like, just go. Yeah. The honest voiceover. It's Stephen.
The honest voiceover. All right, I'm just saying, crack on. Yeah, you're all going to hook up. Go on, get on with it. Go on.
Now, because you are the voice, obviously you have all the inside scoop then on what's been happening. No, you won't get anything you want to tell us.
I can't, because it's a bit confusing, because for the first week or two of the show, we're literally broadcasting what it is that we recorded the night before, but they don't show the shows at the weekend, so we're now a few episodes ahead of what the audience actually knows is going on. So I'm very confused as to what I can and can't say, but I will say the episode one, all the producers are saying this is the best first episode of Love Island Australia they've ever made. So I think it's coming out in Ireland once it's all done in Australia. It'll come out on Virgin and ITV and all that stuff.
Okay, because a couple of people were texting asking, will you ask them where they can watch it, where we can watch it here?
Yeah, you can. It'll come out because it's all live voting and all that kind of stuff in Australia. They just wait for all that to be finished, for the series to finish in mid-November. And then it'll come out here. Now, cheeky bit of information. Don't tell them I said told you all this. Some fella is actually posting all the episodes on YouTube. So yeah.
Cheeky bugger.
Is it you, Stephen?
It came up on my algorithm the other day, and I was just like, "You fair play, man."
And is it Sophie again that's hosting the live shows?
Sophie is hosting the shows, yeah, and she's amazing. But I mean, honestly, like the first week is pretty dramatic, and then week two is like, you can see if you go onto the Love Island Australia social media, actually on Instagram, you'll see some of the drama that's going on. And like the week two, not one person in the villa was not bawling their eyes out.
It's full on.
All the lads like bawling their eyes out.
Now,
so, yeah.
Stephen, off the back of this now, do you think you'll be able to like tour Australia?
This is the. As we speak, I'm crossing fingers.
Yes.
All you need to do is book 10-seater venues for the first tour, so you can like sell out the Love Island tour.
Yeah, sell out. Yeah, yeah. I sold out a cafe.
But would that be the plan? Hopefully, I know. You know, easier said than done, but.
They're hoping that the comedy festivals will come back.
Brilliant, yeah.
In March and April, so I would hope to get over to that. And yeah, I mean, it's the plan would be basically 2022 to go over there and see what the vibe is and see how many people would be up to watch me doing the stand up as well. So yeah, I'll go over to Australia for maybe like 6 weeks or something like that in the new year and see what happens, you know.
Nice one. We can expect probably a book as well or something. I feel like that's the route.
Yep.
A book, yeah. I mean, yeah. I actually was working on a book before this job, which was like it was a comedic parenting memoir. So like, it's basically advice on how to be a great dad, but basically through the guise of all the stupid things that I've done in my life.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
You never know. That might be coming down the next.
But you could have like a skinny tea line that you launch, or like a clothing line, or
definitely. I mean, get yourself on the boohoo deals, like the Love Islanders.
Skinny line. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Because like basically, I applied to be on the show, so they said this guy's got the body for the voice of Love Island.
It's me in
a bikini, a Love Island mankini or something like that. Yeah, that'd be good.
I really think that could work. But listen, fair play, congratulations on the gig. And hopefully it'll lead to more stuff. And again, congratulations and well done, ITV and who else? It's ITV Productions, isn't it?
ITV Australia are the producers on it, and then it's the broadcasters of the network that buy it are Channel 9 Australia.
Sorry, Channel 9, ITV, and I just want to give a quick shout out as well to Sky. Basically, every single broadcaster, apart from an Irish broadcaster, from supporting Irish comedy over the last 6 months to a year here in this country, when we have phenomenal talent getting cast.
We punch above our weight, don't we, as a country? Oh,
100%. So listen, delighted to see it happening, and fingers crossed it's leading to a hell of a lot more stuff as well. What's your social media that people can follow you on?
Yeah, so I'm hoping, like, Australia and Ireland next year, I'll do a stand-up comedy tour. So on Instagram, it's The Stephen Mullen. That's just my name.
Stephen Mullen. And it's Stephen with a PH, correct?
Stephen with a PH. That's the one, yeah.
Now you've got to go get right in that show.
I'm actually waiting on a Deliveroo. I've got time to write a show.
The man must eat first. Stephen, it was a pleasure.
Priorities. Listen, man, very best of luck with it. We'll chat
Thanks
you again
so
soon.
Much, guys.
Keep in
Have
touch.
A great night.
And we'll chat
See
you soon.
Too.
Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.